Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, Quincy G, what time is it?
I don't know. I don't know why these crazies acting like they can't love no female G's. But check this out.
Check this out, check this out, Go Getter. You are tuned in live with the Go Getter herself, and I am out here on the go. But let me tell you something. I love you. If no one has told you lately, I love you. What you got, I don't love you for what you can do. I love you for who you are. I love you for what God instilled in you. I love you for the things that make you laugh. I love you for the things that make you happy. I love you for the things that you do that makes you special, that nobody pays attention to. I just want to tell you that I love you and that you have greatness inside of you. And if you are out there, anybody out there that's listening to this broadcast right now, all you have to do to tune in, tap in, and get turned on is take 3 deep breaths, like hold it for 3 seconds and then let it go. Let it go slowly. Do it again, 1 more deep breath. And through your nose. Hold it for 3 seconds. Exhale, let it go. 1 more time. In through your nose. Hold it, let it go. Oh, I tell you, when I'm in the midst of a storm, I just do that. And that one exercise right there gets me through whatever it is I'm going through, whatever obstacle I'm facing, whatever challenges are in my way. I take deep breaths and I come back and to the center. And that's just one quick way that if you are out there and you're feeling like you're just tired, you're tired of sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're tired of doing the same old thing, you're tired of people not supporting your goals and your ideas, you're tired of working that same dead-end job, you're tired, that dead-end relationship that's not leading nowhere but into separation. You're tired of dealing with negative people that only want to put their negative stuff on you. But if you have some stuff going on, they're never available for you. You're just tired. Well, that's what I'm here for, to tell you. Let me tell you something. There's no need to be tired. There's no need to be weary, because where we are right now in this process of this lifetime that we are living in, y'all, smack dab into going into 1,000 years of peace. Now, I know y'all done heard me say it before, and I'm going to keep telling you until you get it, until you decide that you ready to live in 1,000 years of this peace that's coming. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of all the negativity, low vibrational people, the killing, the stealing, the drugs and alcohol. I'm tired of all that stuff. I'm tired of the news and the viruses and the cures and all this stuff. I'm tired of that. And I'm actually not tired of it. I'm just ready for a change. And if you're ready for a change, let me know. I mean, let me know. Chime in my messages. Go check me out on my social media. Let me know you're tired of a change. Because you know what? At the end of the day, you have to support yourself. You have to know that if you have the idea to change, then baby, you have the will to change.
Sam, and all it takes, what time is it?
Is a moment.
I don't know.
All it takes is a moment for you to get centered and get balanced and get back to yourself. Because I'll tell you something, there's nothing worse than feeling like you can't get things accomplished. You know, I've been in that space before, here not long ago. And you know what I did? I fought through it. It was tough too. It was to the point where I felt like something or someone just didn't want me out there talking. Speaking the truth, giving the real, spitting that real, straight from the divine. They wanted me to be quiet. So I had to sit back and get balanced and get centered and come back too. And you know what? I myself overcame that obstacle. So when I tell you I love you, I'm not just telling you I love you just because I love you. I'm telling you I love you because I've been there. I tell you I love you because I understand that space, that state that you in. But I also understand how I got over it, how I was able to navigate through the circumstances to get to the end desired destination. So the question is, are you still headed in the right direction? Are you still on the path to that destination? Or have you let those things that you're tired of sway you off a course onto some more distractions? Now, I don't know about you, but I know I love myself enough to keep going, to keep thriving, to keep pushing, and not give up. You know, sometimes I have to sit down. Sometimes I even have to lay down. But at the end of the day, I didn't stay down. And that's what I'm here to encourage, to lay down. Okay? This is a fight that you can win as long as you stand on your 10 toes. And I do mean stand. Be ready. Be prepared. It's time to get ready, y'all. The days and the times that we are going into, it is not the time for the weak and the weary. It is not time for those who watching social media and running up behind the Kardashians and trying to see what the news got to say. But it's time for you to get prepared. And before I go any further, I want to get into this information about the global reset, y'all. Because it's still going down. Yeah, you know, me and my whole family, we in deck. So when they get ready to round folks up, I will not be on that bus. If you want to know how you cannot be on that bus and you can be secured, you and your entire family, go ahead right on over to SOVCPR. That stands for Sovereign Civil People's Rights. Okay? SOVCPR.com and get registered. Register your entire family. I promise you, you don't want to be on the other end of what's coming. Yeah, we're going into 1,000 years of peace, but you have to know with all positive, there's going to be some negative. There's going to always be some sort of opposition. It's always going to be somebody out there trying to test your gangster. But before we go any further, let me get into this spot here by, we're going to talk about the global reset. Stay with me now.
Greetings. I'm Shelley Bowling, Administrator for the Global Reset. I'd like to tell you about my boss, Dr. Hindu I.L. Henderson, Ad Hoc Chief Justice for the Universal World Court. He gave $875 billion to restore the global financial system to an asset-backed system. The value of his portfolio now is over $900 trillion in clean funds. He also restored sovereignty to mankind by a system called indexing. To find out more about Dr. Henderson and the Global Reset, please go to our website, SOVCPR.com, and check out the audio link on the homepage and the indexing tab at the top. If you need to contact me directly, my email is shellybowling@gmail.com. That's shellybowling@gmail.com. Thank you.
You heard it. You heard it right here. Go get indexed, y'all. Don't be set behind. We're going into this global reset, and I'm not about to be set back. I'm about to be set up for the comeback. And I don't know about you. You could be sitting on the sideline, but don't come knocking on my door. Talk about, what was that you were saying back in? Yeah, I'm just telling you now. Get on board. Get ready. Be prepared, okay? Some of you have dreams of starting your own business. Some of you have dreams of coaching other people, like I do. Some of you have dreams of giving back to the community. Some of you have dreams of giving more of yourself in a way and you don't know how. Well, I am the resource. I can help you navigate and devise a plan to make that happen, to get to the desired destination, okay? Without all the obstacles, without all of the distractions and the things that will try and hold you up from your greatest gift of all, which is what's inside of you, which is what is impregnated in you to come out. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling real good. It's real sunny right here where I'm at. I'm enjoying the vitamin D, but I just wanted to get on here and ask you, have you been loving on yourself lately? I mean, really loving on yourself, not just waking up and doing the general hygiene, but loving on yourself. Taking time to spend time in nature, taking deep breaths, taking time to meditate, taking time to sit by a body of water, visit a body of water if you can, sit near a tree, plant your feet in the grass, get in the garden, do something to relieve some stress and some tension. Are you doing anything to assist in that way? Well, if you're not, I would like for you to join me May 18th, okay? May 18th for an hour of meditation. As me and my organization and 1,800 other partners around the globe will be taking action towards mental health on May 18th. And y'all join me. I'm going to come back and I'll talk a little bit more about it. But you can find us on Eventbrite under 1 hour of meditation, Your Pain Matters. It's the seventh annual event that we'll be hosting. And it's our third year with our global partners over at the Entertainment Group. So I just want to thank y'all and tap y'all in to this meditation. Don't forget to take those three deep breaths. Tune in. Stay grounded. And love yourself. Take care of yourself. And if you need some support, you need some assistance, I'm always here to help you. You can go to gogettersrus.com and let me know what it is that we can do to help you here. And if you want to talk to the go-getter herself, just leave a brief message or message me here on my, right here, because I'm here for you and I love you. And what I need you to do is start loving yourself. Now, I'll be back and I hope y'all join me. One love. Stay strong.